cancel a month for the PC running late, way late. We haven't heard from him, so we might put an apology in if we need to later on. Declaration of interest.
Oh, councillor, no, Mr. Mayor, in relation to the fire equipment. Interest.
Okay, could I then have, well,
no.
I just reiterate the fact that the meeting will be recorded and that we should start now.
Yeah. Thanks, talk later, bye.
Okay, I'll go back to apologies. Councillor Mudford has just rung in. So I'd like to move, accept his apology, Councillor Babbage, Councillor Walker. Look at all those in favour.
Okay.
Against Kerry. Okay, now we need to move into closed session. Council.
Councillor Batten. Audio visual.
Thank you very much. Councillor Mockler has made application to attend via Zoom. And I just need a procedural motion for him to do so. Councillor Bunner's moving that, Councillor Mann seconded. There's no discussion, I'll put all those in favour.
Aye.
Against Kerry. We'll now move into the closed section, Council.
Are we getting Mock on the line, or is he?
Can I
have a mover and a
seconder,
please, Mr. Mayor?
Yeah, sorry, I'm trying to get into Council Mann, Councillor Babbage. I'll put the all those in favour.
Right.
Against Gary. Open. And there's two reports there. The first one is that tender on the hire of trucks and vans.
No, the other one.
Oh.
Sorry,
well,
you do that one. You're right, go.
Go. Okay, so we're on the hire of trucks and vans.
We are. Sorry, it's running.
Sorry. Thanks, Councillor Walker. Only Councillor Walker's left the meeting. Did you want to speak to that at all, Mr. Coleman?
Through you, Mr. Mayor. Something that's a process we run every couple of years where we invite anyone to submit prices for plant and equipment. Nothing was unusual this time around, so it was one late submission, which was excluded from the assessment, but they were supplying stuff that we weren't asking for anyway. Everything else, the names of the tenders are in your report. And if any councillor wants to see how the rankings fell out, then that's okay. It's just that the amount of information is quite huge. And
69, actually.
Yeah.
Difference.
It's a lot of work
elements
to pull this all together, so it's
planned.
Unless there's that specific inquiry, I think that's recommended.
And then we've done this in previous year.
Mr. Mayor, I've been through and I've reviewed the assessment process that staff have undertaken, and I'm quite happy with that, and the weightings have been applied accordingly, so which is good. So.
Okay,
so
who's
it
late?
I have a question.
Please.
How did you find pricing was this time in relation to fuel prices, how was it?
Yes, definitely high.
Yeah, I should suspect. I think every 2 years gone up significantly in 2 years.
Yeah, the disadvantage of doing it every year is that the amount of work that's involved around this tender. If we go longer, so 3 years, then it might eliminate someone that's coming to the district newly.
Mm.
So 2 years is happy balance.
Okay, we have a recommendation there. Interested in moving that. Councillor Butler, thank you. Thank you, Councillor Davy. Any further questions on that? I'll put all those in favour.
Okay.
Against Kerry. Councillor Pearce, could you invite Councillor Walker to review his station?
Councillor Walker.
The next report there is, as we discussed at our September meeting, the opportunity for a grant under our region, Our Voice, the youth Regional Youth Investment Project. In particular, as the report suggests, the Hunter Park upgrade, basketball courts and that sort of thing. The opportunity is there for this grant. Staff have spoken to people from have spoken to them and they've been encouraged by the results of those discussions.
And just talking to the architect as well, can I run through a little bit of what's proposed? Bear with me, I'm not set up for this, but it's probably relevant. Give you some background as to what the grant will be. After talking to the architect, we asked the question about how would you do this in a staged approach, and originally we were thinking about something to do with the indoor sports complex, but the size of the area and the cost per square metre these days would prohibit that. So what we're looking at is this area here. Some car parking, the gymnasium, the chill-out space, so this area here.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get much, do you?
No. And that one there, the actual...
That's a start.
And you wouldn't have to relocate the tennis courts at this point, because the tennis courts themselves might actually be an image, whether it's in this folder. Mm. No, it's not in this one, it's in a different folder. Of where the tennis courts actually overlay. So the tennis courts sort of run out like this a little bit. But you'd be able to work around the tennis courts to build some car parking and the kiosk area and the gymnasium, the amenities and the chill out space. And he suggested that costs these days for construction like this is upwards of about $3,000 a square metre. So he said you'd want to be aiming for that. So it gives us about 1,000 square metres of construction, and that works out to be about that area, plus a little bit more. Well, there's a possibility that that's what you'd do. I mean, we've got to think this through when we get the grant, but there's certainly an opportunity to make this the entrance into the pool. The pool itself is sort of in this area here.
Can
so you'd have the sand room that would need to be sort of worked around it.
So at the moment, I think we've just gone for expression of interest to do up the...
Change rooms.
Yeah, existing change rooms at the pool.
Yes.
So where would we be there? If this, when do we find out about this green, if we're going to be successful with it?
Maybe we find out about November of this year. They're looking for a quick turnaround on these grants, so their assessment process is expected to be quick. So we would know this year.
So
and it's 2 years of completion. So.
Okay, so if that's the case, would we still go ahead with the upgrade of the existing change rooms, do you think?
I think we need to see how it all
rolls together.
We're not going to do that this summer anyway, are we?
Sorry?
You're not going to change rooms this summer?
We're out to quotation now.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. So, potentially. I'd have to just check Paul as to what the completion date for that is. I'll find that out before the end of the meeting.
I think, Councillor Walker, the pool as a cost unit, will be one of the biggest costs, like Neil's talking 8 or 10 million.
It'll be the last.
So on a step basis, it'll probably be the last thing we'd be funded for to do.
Yeah.
So it could be 5 or 6 years or like. Yeah, and I don't think the public will accept those change rooms.
That's right.
Yeah. Being there for a long time. Saying that, I'm not sure whether there's any opportunity to use that chill out room in the area we're looking to construct for change room purposes. Just open.
So 3 years ago with the there was dry amenities and wet amenities planned as part of the moving. So these ones would be the dry amenities.
Yeah. I would think that there's still a need for both.
Yeah.
Because the dry amenities are in here and you probably won't be walking on the floors there. Yeah. Wet amenities are over here.
Yeah,
but you can just see from the public's point of view that if you were building something that was new and you just going to spend $150,000, $200,000, 100 days away, that you're going to knock in maybe 2 years' time, 3 years' time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, conceivably, but things change.
Can you have an overlay that shows the existing pool and the tennis courts? We need to see an overlay.
Yeah, there's an overlay here.
Not on a survey.
So you can see whether it's actually going to work.
Just bear with me.
Yeah.
It's not in. That's not that one.
I have seen it before.
Where's the existing pool? If you were thinking about where it's... Oh, yeah, there it is there.
Yeah.
Okay, so there is space for that to come in behind?
Yes.
Without...
Without anything. It's just that this is hard to see, but you've got the plant room in about here.
Yeah.
So you would need to sort of access it in that way. But you're right in the sense what you say, Councillor Walker, in that we are, through some of the country communities around four, we've got... We're upgrading the female toilets, amenities, that's superficial sort of stuff, but maybe, depending on how it falls out, the lines.
Yeah.
And then long term financial plan, we looked at doing it in 25, 26, 24, 25. And then $8 million, I think, set aside. No, 25, 26.
And that was all subject to creative.
The question, we're talking about committing $500,000 in the next budget, aren't we?
Mm-hmm.
So we have to look at our long-term financial plan to find. And just looking at quickly, I couldn't see any project that we put back. Again, probably more construction at the end of the next financial year or into the next financial year.
In 24, 24, 23.
Yeah, but the recommendations are in the dollars. We have to commit the dollars in next year's budget to support the grant.
Yeah, I question whether we actually have to. Like a part of, and I've been privy to some of the, an opinion of probable cost document, which says that for $3 million we can build what's there, and that $500,000 we can cover some contingencies. And also the car park. So if we change that recommendation, the council consider allocating $500,000 in next financial year, we're earmarking it, but we're not committed to it as such. And that gives us a little bit of wriggle room, I suppose. And then if we get the grant, if we hit the $3 million, we'd consider it then, next February, April next year, when setting the budget, confirming the budget. So with that, allay your concerns, Councillor Mann?
Yeah, I fully support us going for it, but I'm just pointing that out that we still haven't found where we're going to bond the fire.
So if we change that point two to council consider allocating 500 in a 23-24 budget process.
Would that meet the grant application requirements?
Sorry, what's that?
Will that still meet the grant application requirements if we have appointed in that way?
So for you, Mann, with the grant applications, there is no co-contribution required for the grant application. We will need to show the project management and contingencies within there. Just noting the other project that we have up there from the country community, round four is upgrades to the gym club amenities. And it was just shy of $100,000 in that one, so $26,000 with that, which we would not then spend in that existing location.
Yeah.
So we would be able to utilise that funding.
Yeah, that's right. If we could utilise those funding, then that would be possibly steered into this and use our own.
Yeah, so it would just be a variation of that project. But there would be, so the cost that Dave ran through on there is about $2.4 million in construction only. And then to add the car park, it would be 2.8 in construction. So then there's still the preliminaries and the contingency amounts on that, which we would have to show as part of the grant application.
And that's 2 years old, yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, it's 2 years old, so there's been at least a 25% uplift in cost.
So, yeah, so I would expect that.
So do you think if we can't say we're committing 500,000 to the project, that would affect our chances of being successful in an application?
So, the application, I guess, there's two ways of looking at it. It's not required. Anything with a co-contribution is always good. And I'd be mindful, as we're submitting this with the budget that we have, that you still need to show that the project is, it's a viable project, and then take into account then the project budget with that. So I think we do need to show contingency or started to show escalation in project ones as well. Those preliminary, there is obviously, we'd go again with the design, finalise it, get the detailed design, but planning approvals and costs associated with those. I just think as long as we're allowing ourselves enough in there, if we know that the project is going to be $2.8 million for construction 2 years ago,
So would we be going back to the architect to do a staged, show a staged project? Because maybe you could shorten the car park now to meet funding requirements so that the car park wasn't quite as big as what you potentially need to actually try and meet some of the costs.
Yeah, well, we could do all that. I think, now it's probably got cart on the horse a little bit. If we got the grant, we don't have to accept the grant. I think we can work out all that detail.
Oh, you can work it out there?
Yeah.
Oh, so you can go in with your existing design?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, right. Right.
That's what I'd be thinking. If we're talking hypotheticals at the moment, and we've sort of got the $3 million on the table, then we can maybe start to flesh out, as Paul said, the dollars and the layouts and how it works, because at the same time you're painting yourself into a corner that you're then committing to yourself to the other elements of the project and may not have funding either. So I think there's a fair discussion to be had once you've got the money on the table and what sort of commitment there may be for future funding, because
what would you propose with the 500? Would you pay loan, borrow?
But if there's potential savings out of other projects and other grants, well, we might all of a sudden be able to kick the can there for $200,000, and we've only got to go and look for it. And we've got contingency within that budget already. You might be looking for the full 500.
The thing is, we're not at the stage of allocating the money. It's just a pledge, really, to say, well, let's consider it. And when we've got the grant on the table, then we can really get into the nitty gritty and the detail, of which we haven't done that background work yet, but we would do it.
We do have goals in the disability inclusion layer too that we could include.
Yep.
I would think you could include the disability element. find a way to find the pretty money to get it if we have to.
It's exciting, it's progress, it's just, you know, it is a 15, you know, just on the figures from 2 years ago, it's a $15 million project and you're only at 3 million, so there's still a long way to go.
Mm.
Yeah.
Good start.
Mm. Let's start.
So the pearl's going to bite us if we don't do it, you know, in the next 15 years.
It might.
It's going to bite it badly.
Yeah, we won't even throw it at it.
Look, it's one of those things that, that us, you know, the community wouldn't argue about making money, but if you've got to invest 10 million in your own money and not being able to do anything for the rest of the next 15 years, they might push back for it.
Yeah, because 10 million, that's 2 years rates in you. Okay, so we've got the two parts of this recommendation here. We're sort of in a position to move that. Thanks, Councillor Butler. Do I have a second now?
No, change the budget process.
Yeah, sorry, yeah.
The budget process and when you get the long-term planning
Project towards the, in the 23-24 budget process.
Just awesome,
yeah.
Process on
that.
Yeah, process.
Okay, second then, Mr. Right, okay, Councillor Wall. Is there any further discussion on that? I'll put it then. All those in favour?
Aye.
Okay. Against? Carried. If you remember the first look at this, I didn't think we'd be starting this for quite a while. You never know what's around the corner. Okay, that concludes all the business in this extraordinary meeting's paper, and I'll declare the meeting closed at 2:28.